101 Levitation. In the many letters I've received since the 101 Levitation. In the many letters I've received since the Art Bell Show, I've gotten a number of people who have flown as youngsters and one who still flies. People can fly. Medicine people do fly. And we learn it and we leave it. If it's needed, the Creator tells us to do it. I will be commanded only by one, the Commander himself, my Creator. All right. So far I have one adult that has learned to levitate for just over 1 second. Now that doesn't sound like a long time. It is a start. And it is so startling when you do it, you drop like a rock. You know you've stayed there. Anybody who's watching can see you stay. Startling when you do it, you drop like a rock. My grandson, twice. First time for a little full second. The second time for a little over 2 seconds. He and this adult were doing it together when the adult did it the first time. And the adult was just skyrocket high. I did. And Matthew, my grandson, he walked away and shrugged his shoulder and said, big deal, I've done it twice and longer than you. Basically, what you do is you get into the mind thought of a child. A 2.5, 3.5-year-old child that can make up people and they're real to them. Nobody else can see them party all night with these invisible friends. That kind of an attitude is what you need. Pretend that you're flying. Not pretend that you're going to, because that's all it'll end up. You're going to. A going to is not a doing. It's just something in the future. I started at the age of 10. It was the very first lesson that I was given to do and test as on my 41 years of training in the medicine ways. And I was not told what to expect. I was just told what to do. I did it, and I stayed up. I imagine a good 3 seconds, and realized I'm 5.5 feet off the ground. That was it. I did it, and I knew, I tested, and it worked. And that's my orders. You test everything. If it's true, hold it. If not, discard it. Now, it was fairly easy for me at the age I was, 10 years, but nevertheless, I use the same method for almost all of the medicine work I do. So I use a simple thing of a trampoline to do this with. I did it off an old beater couch, a big old stuffed couch that was half ripped apart. I jumped off the big old padded arm and I jumped onto the pads and first foot to foot and then foot to belly and literally getting unafraid of landing on my stomach. And I started out just having fun. And that's what you should do. Start out having fun. Again, I was not told what to expect. You're being told what to expect. Then I started on this, I can fly. Well, that was fun. And I went at this for, 20, 30 minutes easily. And suddenly I switched over from I can fly to saying, I'm flying. And about the fourth or fifth jump, saying that, that's when I stayed up 5.5 feet from the floor, about 4 feet from the couch or a little higher. And I stayed there. I locked there. When it finally dawned on me that I was flying, holy mackerel, I went down like a rock. But I'd learned my lesson. People just do what they believe. Period. There are no positives. There are no negatives. You know, I can't is a positive. I can is a positive. You are positive. You can't. You cannot. You know, I can't is a positive. So you're positive. And you will not because you are positive. Change that to can and be positive can. And whatever you choose to do, can be done. Because of the lesson given and the lesson learned, I've been able to teach this lesson. Out of all the people who have written since Mr. Bell's show, some have, have asked, what are the directions? I wish I'd have got it because my fingers are killing me from writing the directions over and over. But nevertheless, it's very simple. Get in a childlike mind. Forget that that's what you're out there trying to do. And just enjoy being a kid again. I don't care if you're 50 or 55 or 60 years old. Enjoy being a child. If you got no trampoline or any old beater couch or an old mattress to jump up and down on, go outside. Do like Mr. Bell said he did. Run up and down, jumping, you know, and trying to fly, he said, and that's where he got screwed. You don't try, you do it. It's just when you lose the trying and get serious about forgetting everything except running and jumping and having fun. And now, I can fly until, I'm flying. That's when you do it. I like to use scriptures as my safety net. I.e., if Christ can do it and did it, then we can. He said so. Where did he fly? Well, I tell you, my friends, walking on water is kind of flying because that water wasn't ice. That's where he flew, just skimming the surface with his feet. Was he the only man in the Bible that flew? No. Peter was in the boat he was walking to and said, that's you, Lord. Call me out. Let me walk to you. And he said, come on. Peter got out of the boat and walked towards Jesus before he, like I, at 10 years old, all of a sudden it dawned on him what he was doing, the impossible. And he too went down like a rock. Jesus had to pull him up. So, can people fly? Hey, Jesus said you can. You better believe it. I've done it. You better believe it. I know personally others that do it. My oldest sister, quite a woman, she'll wrap her dress around her legs. And we're at a barbed wire fence. It was real muddy down by the gate. And it was easier for her to walk to the fence, wrap her dress around her legs, shut her eyes, and lift. Just slowly and comfortably. She's real good at it. Lift. Then she put her mind to send her body forward, went over the fence, put her mind to slowly drop down, float. And she did and went on her way. And the first time, believe it or not, as hard as it is, it's the second time that's the hardest because now you've done it. Now you are firmly out there trying. And I tell you, my friends, you will trip on trying. It is going to work. You're going to spend a lot more time getting back into that childlike forgetting what you're out there for, just pretending that you're having fun, pretending that you are flying, pretending you will fly, pretending you're staying up and being a kid again. Then you'll do it at least 1 second longer, at least. And down you come like a rock. The third time is probably as hard as the first time. But once again, using the same method I've told you of here, you will go up, you will stay maybe 3 or more seconds longer. And then down like a rock. Now there's an odd thing about the number 3. If you can do it 3 times, then you have broken what we call the tonal brain. The brain that says, this is reality. I put on my clothes, that's reality. I drive the car, that's reality. And you have changed your brain to the reality of the spiritual side of you. What you think is reality, you open the door and walk out. We know better in medicine. This is not reality. Dreams and being able to fly, that's true reality. The rest of it, well, that's another story and something very few white people understand at all, let alone know. So to us, flying is not a miracle. Flying is simply a reality beyond the norm or reality to you because you don't know how to do it. You're full of your can'ts, your mom and dad, all your peers. Oh, you can't fly. And you've accepted that positive a saying that they say, can't is a positive word. And when you can get rid of those dang can'ts, that positive I can't, and get into the positive I can, my friend, you will, period. You will. Now, it might take practice, but as long as you keep in the positive, it will happen, no matter what it is you are after. Please be careful with that knowledge, because you can do evil as well as good, and it will happen if you're positive about it. And I'm ordered to teach, and I guess it's really up to the Creator to let you go bad versus good. I pray for your sake and for the world's sake that you use this only for godliness and only for love and only for right reasons. That's your path. Now, you say you've done it three times and really worked at it. You've done it for three times. Your mind is now set on the great, more than probability, you've done it. More than possibility, you've done it. The great thought that you can fly. You have re-geared your mind from can'ts to can. Therefore, it's easier to do it the fourth time, fifth time, sixth time. Until, literally, if you keep at it, keep practicing, you can walk through your living room without running and jumping and raise, like my sister does. Now, there is more to this. We're going through past 101 now. We're going to height, speed, direction. It is a matter of thinking the direction you want to go. Thinking how fast you want to be there, or how fast you want to go as you're in your raised position. Do you want to sit down? Like I told Mr. Bell, you could sit down in an imaginary car seat. Put your arm through an imaginary window, like you're pushing your left arm out the window. Put your right hand on an imaginary steering wheel and go 70 miles past the people on the freeway, beep, beep, and just there's nothing there but you. Now, understand, is that a wise saying? No, it's not. You can cause accidents. You can cause heart attacks. Be smart about what you're doing. This is why we don't show off. Come on, use your head. Think of others, not just yourself. Again, think the direction you go. Do you want to do it like Superman? Think from that position. And your body, and think it to do it slowly, comfortably. Don't think, I'm going to lay down, bang. You know, you're laying down. That'll shake you up so much you'll drop again. No, be casual about it. It's a cake, you know. This is just like picking up a Sunday cookie. Just take it easy. And then when you're in a position, you stop, and pivot to the left slowly, comfortably, or right, whatever, behind you, turn around, pivot slowly, comfortably, especially as you're ending this, so you don't frighten yourself and drop. And once you're in the direction you want height, remember if you're doing this in a house, you do have electric light bulbs, all kinds of things up there, bop your head on. You can say, I want to be higher, slam your head into the ceiling because you haven't given yourself an order on how I to be. So be very conscious of what you're doing, very deliberate, very calm, and very precise on what you're after. And it will be, period. And then you can go from there. Now, there are other ways to learn flight. I've given you the easiest basic kindergarten 101 thing on doing it. If anybody could do it, it'd take somebody really advanced. But if someone is listening and is that advanced, stand there. Raise your arms like you're praising the Creator. Put your eyes. Thank the Creator. Literally thank Him for what He is allowing you to do now. Then simply spread your arms out to your sides, like a cross in a sense. And then calmly think that you're floating. And start leaning back, falling straight-legged, straight. And if you're that advanced, your body will catch as if on a cushion of air before it hits the floor or whatever. And then you can slide up to the position you want, feet first, and then go up other things. There are people who do fly unintentionally and unexpectedly, and we call panic flight, or need flight. The Creator knows your needs, so do you. You have to get to that baby rolling down the stairs. You jump past it. Suddenly, you twist in the air. You land on the floor, catch the baby. You've landed on your knees and didn't feel a thing. You flew past the baby. You fitted to your knees at a very fast speed. Landed like any bird who takes to a branch and comes down. And so this is, fright or knee flight. Not anything to do about it. I mean, you cane yourself to do that uncontrollable flight. It's a lot of people uncontrollably going to OBEs, and they have no choice. It just happens. Well, this is one of the ways it happens. So, my friends, that is it, plain and simple. Test me, see if I'm true. I know I am. Others know I am. Many will not do this because they don't get into the right frame of being, the true child-protecting way of it. They keep that hidden knowledge. I'm going to try to. You're not going to get any higher than you can jump. Period. And fall right back down. This does work. We don't need cars, planes, trains, buses, boats, or spacecraft. Good luck. Keep in touch. Let me know when you're up. Don't hit any light bulbs. You can not only get glass in your hair, you can get electrocuted. Don't be stupid. Hope.